By Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy happy Sunday and happy last Sunday of the year. Last real estate hour of the year of the decade.
Of the decade.
Man,
you had to throw that in.
I know, right. Everything is up. So now we don't just have to look back at the year in review. We have to look at the whole decade. We don't have to, but that's kind of what we're doing. Welcome to the Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning on KSRO from 9 to 10 a.m. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for spending the year with us and the decade, the last two decades at least. We had a great show last week, kind of reminiscing of years past with Mike Kelly and his favorite holiday. Hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. And
how was yours?
It was good. It was actually good.
Me too.
You know, no, nothing went wrong.
And it's so weird. You know, I fight the Christmas, you know, Home for Christmas song. And
yeah.
Poof.
I know. It's literally that night. It's like, okay, Christmas is over. Yeah, but we like that song. And if you bought a home this year, congratulations, and how exciting to spend your, you know, first Christmas and holiday season in a new home, and that's what we strive to do for you every year, get you into a home or get your home sold and get you moved into where you need to be. Anyway, Happy New Year, and hope that you... All of your goals came to fruition throughout the year, and we're all planning new goals. I don't really set resolutions, do you, Joe?
I don't, because I learned a long time ago
know.
They don't usually make it through the first day.
Right. I do, you know, I set goals, and I do we do like a vision board. My daughter and I are working, actually. She's working. Mine's in my head right now, but she's been working on getting it out onto a... big poster board size paper, kind of. It's kind of a fun thing if you haven't done, you know, putting a vision board together and cutting out pictures and things that you are thinking about doing in the, you know, as goals. And it's a visual, kind of a visual look that you can see all the time, hanging up on your wall and think about. So I do that, but I don't really do resolutions.
So what's the difference between goals and resolutions? And you get that big thing, so does that remind you what you didn't do? Sorry.
No. Well, the vision board is just if you think about focused, something continuously, yeah, it's to keep you focused on this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And especially in real estate, or really anybody that's kind of an independent contractor, their own boss, which in real estate we are, it helps to have something to keep your goal in mind. But I think anybody that, you know, if you want to buy a house next year, put a picture of a house on the refrigerator or, you know, on a vision board. And then everything that you do, you think about, okay, is this heading me in the right direction? You know, so it's kind of like goals, but goals are written down and measurable. And we could go into a whole thing of what a goal. I don't know what a resolution is, just, you know, I think saying a resolution is doomed to be broken, I think.
Yeah, and a resolution usually is, I'm not going to do this.
Right, yeah.
Or I guess it could be, I'm going to lose weight. Or,
it's typically what it is. I'm going to lose weight,
true.
I'm going to, you know. So, but that it's they're similar to goal. But a goal, I think, is more measurable.
This is deep stuff.
I know. Are we talking about real estate today? Really, if buying a home is on your list of things, if you didn't get into a home this year, you know, put it, make that your New Year's resolution if that's what you want to do. And not just, I'm going to buy a home next year, but what am I going to do? What are the steps that you're going to take to move you in that direction? And if that means, you know, less Starbucks coffee or, you know, less going out to eat, reducing some bills here and there, maybe, you know, cut down on your high car payment, And, you know, and meeting with a lender, and I think it's a great thing to do, even if you're not there yet, is, you know, go make an appointment with a lender. I've got some great lenders that I work with. I'd be glad to recommend to you. Most lenders are glad to sit down with you, even if you're not ready, to kind of go through the process. Look at what where you are now and where you need to be. They have a lot of knowledge as far as things that you can do to improve your credit score. There's a lot of things that go into play as far as getting a loan or qualifying for a loan, and it's not just how much money you make, and it's not just your credit score. It's a lot of times how long you've been at your job, your debt-to-income ratio, so your car loans, your car insurance, your you know, credit card payments, all of those things. So if you can kind of whittle that down and make that gap bigger between debt and income, the more loan you can qualify, or the more likely you'll be able to qualify for a loan. And then they also have a lot of good tips on things if you don't have enough credit, or if you don't have good credit, or, you know, maybe you have some old debt that you need to take care of. Lenders are really good. Most lenders, if you find a good lender, is really good at sitting down with you and saying, okay, this is what you need to do if you want to buy a house this year. And if you do this, and I've had one client where, actually a couple clients, but one, a young client who needed to establish credit, really. She didn't have a lot of credit going in. And his the lender's advice was to go get a secured credit card. And within 6 months, just having that secured credit card, making on-time payments consistently, built up her credit enough to where she qualified for the loan. So... Sorry, I seem to be losing my voice. Anyway, so really put on your list, if you have a goal this year of buying a home, put it on your list to you know, connect with a lender, or, you know, reach out to a couple different lenders and see who you click with. Also, you can meet with a realtor, and, you know, really you need to be in a place where you know if you qualify for a loan and what kind of loan you qualify for. But as far as just educating yourself on the process, you know, most lenders are also glad to sit down with you and kind of go over what the process is. So anyway, put that on. I hope that's your goal. I've been in my home. This is the first home I bought, and I'm still there. Since 1997, and it was, you know, one of the shining moments in my life that I was able, as a single mom, to buy a home. And it's, you know, it's a really good feeling, and it's something that is a great goal to have. You know, not everybody. Some people would rather, you know, rent a house and go travel, and that's all good too. Or you can buy a house and then you can rent it out while you go travel. That's the best way to do it, because then you're building equity while you're out doing your thing. Anyway, we're going to talk today about, after we come back from a break, there's a lot of there's some new laws that went into effect in 2020, or going into effect, that either affect home ownership or affect there's a couple that affect real estate and independent contractors a little bit. We're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to go over, you know, mostly we're going to spend a bulk of the time talking about the numbers, you know, looking back at the year, how we're doing now, how we are doing compared to, you know, a decade ago, and how we're doing compared to a year ago. So we're going to talk a lot about that. One of the things, one of the new bills coming that went into effect is about ADUs, or auxiliary dwelling units, which is basically, you know, putting an additional unit on your lot. And there have been some changes in the laws that make it much easier, less restrictive, as far as, you know, requirements. There's state laws, and now the county has to, you know, bring their standards up to state law. And as you know, state, county, and city are all a little bit different, but the county can't be more restrictive, or the city can't be more restrictive than the state. So anyway, we're going to look at the state. We'll look a little bit at City of Santa Rosa and the County of Sonoma as far as ADUs. And it's really, I think, a good thing, because, you know, to be able to put a second and even in some cases a third, if you want to use your garage, you can put a third living unit in your garage. And, you know, obviously you need to talk to your county or the city or whoever has jurisdiction over those building codes and rules. But it'll be interesting to see. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that and more laws that are going into effect. And a look at the year and the decade. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO. We'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
It's a country version.
It was hard to find something upbeat.
I know.
Auld Lang Syne. The year go away.
Right. It can be kind of a sad song, but Happy New Year's to everyone, to one and all, and kind of exciting that we're heading into a new decade, 2020. I don't know. It's kind of the same old thing. It's a new year. Hopefully, you know, you're headed in the right direction. I know a lot of people have had a really tough last few years, what with the fires and rebuilding and, you know, the economy and the politics and the world. It's been a little, can wear you down. It's been a little tough for some people. So, you know, hopefully we're all heading, you know, we get a day. It's kind of a fresh start, new year, kind of reboot, get you going in the right direction, and if that direction includes buying in a new home, I'd love to talk to you about that and help you out through the process. Like I said, I'm glad to sit down with you, kind of go over, or if you're thinking about selling a home, or kind of what the process is of going, you know, selling and buying at the same time. We've talked about that on past shows, and it is a process, and it's you know, definitely can be done. It takes a lot of communication between all parties, including the other agent and, you know, the buyer or the seller on the other side of the transaction. A lot of coordinating. The title company is also very much involved in the lender. So it really is a, you know, multi-armed transaction. It takes a lot of communication, as in any just a regular real estate transaction, too. It takes a lot of communication. So, important to have good people on all sides of the process and transaction. So do your research and find somebody that you're comfortable working with. If you want to know if that's me, I'd be glad to connect with you and also connect you with a good lender, because really that's where it needs to start, is with the loan process. if that's a goal for you, you know, I'd say make that a resolution. If you do resolutions, that you're going to reach out to a lender or a realtor and start that process. Okie dokie. That's the last I'm going to say. Well, maybe not the last, but anyway, we're going to move on. I kind of ended the first segment we were talking about auxiliary dwelling units, and you know, let's finish that up, because there are a lot of new laws going into effect. There's a whole list. In fact, I put, don't go there now because you need to listen to me now. But when we're done, go to Facebook and on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, I shared a video the California Association of Realtors has that goes through some of the new laws. A couple of laws that have to do with insurance went into effect in 2019 about insurance not being able to be canceled within 1 year of a state emergency. That went into effect in all of California, I think, has been declared a state of emergency at one point. But with the fires, so within 1 year of a state of emergency, there was a law that went into place that says the insurance company cannot cancel your policy within a year of that. And then there's some other laws having to do with, the mudslides and water damage caused from the fires. Insurance companies were denying those because you don't have mudslide coverage or flood coverage. But if it's the cause of that is because of the original cause, which would be a fire, then there is some coverage for that, and that's part of this new law that went into effect in 2019. And then in 2020, there's a couple of other laws about insurance, about once insurance is allowed to cancel, like, so it's been more than a year since state of an emergency, the time that they need to give you of notice went from 45 days up to 75 days. So those are just a couple, and I don't have the numbers of, the laws or the names of the laws, but those are just a couple affecting insurance. If you want to find out more, you can get a hold of me or watch this video. It's a California Association of Realtors posted this video, and it's some interesting laws, and then it kind of goes on about some other laws as well that directly affect real estate, whether it's somebody that owns real estate or a realtor or a real estate broker or salesperson. So it's an interesting video. Watch it later on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. But let's talk about these the new ADU. So, excuse me, I will say auxiliary dwelling, but it's actually accessory dwelling unit. And starting January 1st, 2020, there's going to be changes in the state law related to accessory dwelling units, or what we call ADU, which is an acronym, or there's a JDU, which is JADU, which is just a junior accessory dwelling unit. So this will take effect January 1st, 2020, and regulatory updates will remove minimum lot size requirements and reduce setbacks requirement. And private covenants, CC&Rs, may no longer prohibit ADUs on lots zoned for single-family dwellings. You guys, this is huge because that is the reason why many, many, many places, single-family homes cannot put an ADU is because of the setbacks, because of the CC&Rs, because of the lot size restrictions. So, and this is, we're talking about in a neighborhood. If we're looking at acreage, there's that 1.5 acre minimum. But it would be interesting, and I don't know how the rule affects, as far as if you could put a second septic system in, if there's room, and that's where you come into some trouble because you have to have, room for a second set. Good grief, I can't talk today. You have to have... it actually says right here, however, properties must have adequate water and sewer or septic capacity in order to have an ADU. So in country property, that's where you're going to come into a little bit of problem because you do have to have the room for the tank, room for the leach field, a big enough setback away from the well, which is 100 feet, and from all the neighbors' wells. And you have to have a reserve area for a second leach field when that first leach field fails, because it will eventually fail. So that's why you can't be so constricted by adding a whole other, septic system. There are ways, however, in a country property to, you can add an ADU, accessory dwelling unit, and abandon one of your bedrooms. So say you have a three-bedroom septic system, and you have a three-bedroom house, and you want to add another unit out in the backyard for your in-law or your adult child or as a rent, for a renter for extra income. You can abandon one of your bedrooms in your house. You got to take out the door, you have to take out the closet, you have to, you know, go to the county and say, you know, this all has to be done by permit, and they have to approve it. But you can, you know, say, okay, this is no longer going to be a bedroom, I would like the third bedroom to be this accessory dwelling unit out in the backyard. So that's a way around it without having to put another septic system in. If you're on a country property that has well and septic, or even just septic, because it can be very problematic. And again, check with the county, see what, you know, what they can do for you. But this is huge that they are removing minimum lot size requirements, reducing setback requirements and private covenants, which is otherwise known as CC&Rs, and CC&Rs are when a subdivision is put into place. These are the original rules that are set as far as what you can do with that house on that property and what's allowed and what's not allowed as far as fences and setbacks and easements and use and rental and, you know, all kinds of things. Similar to an HOA, but not. It's not an HOA. It's not governed by any group or anything like that. It's just what's put into place when the subdivision is created. But so this new ruling is saying that these CC&Rs can be overridden by this new ADU policy. So that's really, you know, it's huge. And setbacks too. Is it, you know, how much room do you have in your backyard? Can you now put a tiny home in your backyard? You know, so again, check with the county if you're in the county. Check with the city that you live in if you are in city. They are City of Santa Rosa. Let's see if I can find that. They're going to be, so in light of recent accessory dwelling unit legislation, the existing Santa Rosa accessory dwelling unit ordinance requires amendments. This was posted on their website November 27, 2019. City and staff members are currently preparing an updated ordinance to comply with the state law. And the following bills that address accessory dwelling units, if you want to look them up, and I'll post on Facebook as well. But they are, these are all beginning January 1st, 2020, Assembly Bill 68, Senate Bill 13, and Assembly Bill 881. So these are all, you know, going to be revisions, and it has to do with parking, with, you know, it looks like they're reducing the setback area, which is really pretty cool. And because that's what's been doing. And there's obviously, there's a lot of pushback because people don't want overcrowding in their neighborhoods and their, you know, suburban areas that are not normally zoned for multiple units. But really, I think, you know, we're in a state of emergency as far as housing, and we really needed to do something. So I think this is a good step in the right direction. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back to go over some more laws and numbers for the year. Happy New Year. Be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Authorities in New York State say 37-year-old Grafton Thomas is the man who entered the home of a rabbi Saturday night in the town of Monsey with a machete-type knife and began stabbing people during a Hanukkah celebration. Thomas pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of attempted murder and 1 of burglary when he was arraigned today. Speaking near the crime scene earlier, Governor Andrew Cuomo said,
"We have to change the laws to call this what it is. This is terrorism. It is domestic terrorism."
One of the people injured in the attack is in critical condition with a skull fracture. The Associated Press says the Taliban has agreed to a temporary ceasefire in Afghanistan, opening a window where a peace agreement with the U.S. could be signed, and that would allow the U.S. to bring home troops from Afghanistan, where they've been since 2001. NTSB investigators are at the scene of Saturday's small plane crash in Lafayette, Louisiana, that killed five people. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Jeff Woodworth filling in for Daniel Trucios. Following the passing clouds, we can look to a 70% chance of showers early before turning into a steady light rain later in the day. Daytime highs are projected in the mid to high 50s, and later tonight we can look to partly cloudy skies and light winds for an overnight low in the low 30s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Almost Happy New Year. We are, just a few days away, a few days left in the year. And you know, you actually could still, no, you don't still have time to buy a house by the end of the year, but there may be some last minute closings. I think the title companies and the county offices are probably open half day. I forgot to look it up, but they're usually open half day on New Year's Eve, December 31st. So there is a very good chance that you could be closing and on your house by the end of the year. You know, that's so stressful. We've had a couple of one story of a last minute closing on New Year's Eve, where the title company actually this was before. I think they have electronic now recordings, you know, where they can record directly from. They don't have to walk it over there. But they actually took they actually drove over to the county recorders to record for us on Christmas or New Year's Eve, because otherwise we were going to have to wait. Like, you know, it was going to be, I think it was on the weekend, and it was going to be, you know, New Year's Day and then the weekend, and then that they wouldn't act, it would roll it all over the closing until the beginning of the next week. And these people had already closed on their house that they were selling, and this was the house we were buying that they were buying that we were trying to close on. And then they had everything loaded in a truck, and they actually don't ever do this. They actually, the house was vacant, and they had everything loaded in their truck, and they assumed they were going to close escrow that day, so they unloaded everything onto the porch and in the backyard, you know, behind a gate of this house. And the agent went over, the house was vacant, so, but the agent went by to check, you know, take the key and the lockbox and all that, because he also assumed we were closing that day, and found and discovered all of these people's, you know, they had unloaded their truck into this property that wasn't theirs yet. So don't ever do that. So I spent, and Mike Kelly and I spent one New Year's Eve helping our clients load everything back onto this truck, and then went and parked it somewhere overnight until they could do it. But this was, you know, and this was the panic, was that, okay, now they've got everything loaded in this truck. They have nowhere to go. They could, you know, obviously go to a hotel for the weekend, but it was, you know, we really had to push, and the title companies are we really push them hard sometimes, and they almost always do a great job for us. And I can't remember if it was Fidelity or First American Title that did this for us, but they did a great job, and we closed, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon On New Year's Eve. So actually, maybe they were open for afternoon recordings, but it was kind of a crazy day. But you know, you could do it. And sometimes you do have to just stress the importance of and let them know what's going on. And they can't always work miracles. But, you know, like I said at the beginning, communication is key. If everybody is communicating, usually we can make it work. So that was my story about one New Year's Eve. That'll forever be my crazy real estate story, if that's what we did. New Year's Eve is in the afternoon, at least. It wasn't at night, but we helped our clients load their stuff back in the truck because, you know, and they obviously did this without letting anybody know. And we all kind of panicked and got it all back on the truck and off of the property that was not theirs yet. It all worked out in the end. Anyway, we were talking about ADUs, auxiliary dwelling units. If you are thinking how cool it would be to put, a tiny home or some type of, it has to be, you can't just put a trailer out in the backyard. You have to follow the building permit and building ordinances and do it with a permit and all of that. But It's kind of, I think it's a step in the right direction, reducing the fees, reducing the setbacks, allowing auxiliary or accessory dwelling units into neighborhoods and areas that weren't normally allowed to do that. And, you know, obviously there has to be some overseeing, I think, of this. So, you know, we don't want to overcrowd our neighborhoods and we want to keep it a nice place for everybody to live. But I think it's a great solution. And, you know, our biggest problem right now is that we don't have enough housing. And you know, affordability is huge as well. But the more housing that we can add, the more that'll loosen that the noose around the, you know, and what's squeezing the, you know, and making the prices go up so high is the fact that there's a shortage of housing and the beautiful area we live in, obviously. But, you know, having more housing is definitely going to help and kind of settle. And I don't think it's not going to lower every, you know, it's not going to drop the values, but I think it's going to just make it, you know, a better, kind of a more even mix of affordable housing and, you know, the upper end touristy second home market that we live in. We need to find an even ground there. So check with the county or the city that you live in, if you're depending if you're on a city property or a county a property that's unincorporated, and find out what you can do as far as putting that auxiliary I always call it that accessory dwelling unit in your backyard if you want to. Okay, so I mean, obviously there's a cost to it and it's expensive. And there was also a law that went into effect January 1st, 2019 that allowed homeowners who created accessory dwelling units without the required building permits may have the opportunity to bring their ADUs into compliance. So that was SB 1226. And it, with application of appropriate building codes, may allow issuance of a building permit for the residential unit. So, and that's a little tricky. I would, you know, because you don't want to get yourself in a place where they're going, nope, got to tear it down. And then, you know, now what are you going to do? So, you know, there's a we've had him on before, you know, a permit consultant, and Tom Havstad is one who we've had on, really talk to somebody and find out what you can do. There's ways that you can find out what the repercussions and what, the cost and what you're, you know, is going to happen if you go to the county and say, you know, look, I've got this, this unit I put in the backyard. I want to make it legal, because you don't want to just go give that information out freely without knowing what the consequences may be. So be careful with that. But there was something that went into effect last year or the beginning of this year that said, you know, they would allow you to bring it up to code. And now with the code even looser, substantially looser, that may be something that you want to look into. But I would talk to a permit consultant really get some, you know, they know the right questions to ask that aren't going to get you caught up in any kind of situation. So anyway, good luck with that. So a couple of things. So new laws. I'm having trouble with my voice today. New laws affect, and one, before I forget, let you know, Keith Becker, Dee Dee Serrano is going to come on next week, the first show of the year, 2020. He'll be on to talk specifically about all of the new, you know, what we call rent control. Depending on who you talk to, if you talk to the city of Santa Rosa, it's, you know, affordability and helping people get into homes. If you talk to, you know, landlords and property owners, investors, it's rent control. So, and I think it's a little of both. And so he's, and Keith does a good job, one, of staying really in touch with what's going on at the county level and the city level, for his clients, who he's a property manager, so he needs to know all that stuff. But he also does a good job of staying kind of even, because he has to protect his clients and the tenants, you know. So he does a great job, and I think he'll be able to better answer all of those questions about those specific rent related bills that are going into effect. So state of California, city and county. So we'll be talking to him next week, so stay tuned for that. And then some of the new rules as far as just I'll touch on the landlord laws or that affect housing. An existing law that requires 90 days notice to renters who are evicted from a foreclosed property will stay on the books. The law was set to expire, but lawmakers made it permanent. And this is, I just lost it, Senate Bill number 18. And this is about, and it's just, in the reason I'm letting you know is we don't see a lot of foreclosures out here anymore, but there are some. I just showed one the other day and sold one at the beginning of this year. So there are some foreclosures out there. There's some pretty, you know, more strict rules going in place as far as if there's a lease in place on a rental, on a foreclosure. So the bank has taken the house back. They're going to put it on the market. They cannot just kick the tenant out. There's some protections from being foreclosed on. So that's something good to know, and I think Keith will probably have some more information on that. There's new, obviously, we're going to talk about this next week, strict new limits on rent increases will mean landlords can raise rates no more than 5% plus inflation each year. This is the state ruling. Renters in city with existing stricter controls will keep those stricter controls, and some evictions will become harder to implement. Landlords can no longer turn away a person whose rent will be partially paid with a Section 8 voucher, and we'll talk about that next week as well. But you cannot, if you own a home and you want to rent it out, you can no longer advertise, we won't, you know, won't take Section 8, or even, you know, we will take Section 8. It can't be considered, it has to be considered as income, not anything else that's special. And there's a lot of problems that we all feel will go along with that law, but it's our, you know, it's a law, it's passed, it is what it is, and we'll see how that goes. I think it'll be interesting to watch that as it's implemented more. An interesting note as well is military has been added as a protected class when it comes to rentals. So that has to be, you know, you can't advertise saying won't rent to military or will rent to military, anything like that. They've been added to this list. There's about 13 different protected classes as far as discrimination and renting. That's an interesting addition. The other one we talked about, flexibility to build granny flats or ADUs, small housing units on their property. And then state anti-discrimination laws will now apply to renting apartments or homes through companies such as Airbnb and VRBO. So they've added that to state anti-discrimination laws. So We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up with just a couple of laws that went into place, and then let's talk about what the year looked like, a year in review and a decade in review. We'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning and Happy New Year. That song's kind of growing on me. We had a...
Getting used to it.
That's the last time we'll ever hear that. No, we'll end the show with it. But the happy, last show of the year. Happy New Year's, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful 2020, and I hope you'll spend it with me every Sunday morning here on the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're planning to continue on Mike's legacy, keeping you informed in what's going on in real estate and in the community. Lots of interesting things happening, not just in real estate, but things throughout the community that kind of make the community who they are or who we are. And a healthy community is makes for healthy real estate, healthy economy, and all of that. So, a lot of things to keep an eye on. And there's definitely a lot of stuff going on here in Sonoma County. So, just to wrap up the couple of new laws going into effect. And again, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I posted a video on Facebook, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Go to Facebook and find it. If you don't like us, you should, because I post a lot of interesting stuff, podcasts. I'll also remind you, you can go to the podcast at ksro.com. Go to shows, and then drop-down menu takes you to Ask the Expert. Drop-down menu again takes you to Allison Norman / Real Estate. That is the Real Estate Hour. You can watch all or listen to all past shows. I also on the Facebook page, I'll usually post a link to that as well. So lots of great ways to follow along. But anyway, so I posted, and I'll post these slides too that I'm going to talk about as far as the numbers and looking back at the decade and what an interesting decade it's been. But we'll talk about it in a minute. But I posted a link to a video from California Association of Realtors going over some of the laws that are affecting homeowners and people in the real estate industry. And so it's an interesting video, and look at it instead of me going through all of it. Just go watch that video because it's some great information, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. But there is a law about independent contractors. If you are a realtor, a real estate agent, you are exempt. What is it called? Anyway, there's a new bill affecting independent contractors that and how they qualify for that. So keep an eye out for that. If you are an independent contractor, make sure that you, or if you're a business and you have independent contractors working for you rather than having to hire them on, and it's just some big changes there. So keep an eye out for that. Minimum wage in California is going to go up by a dollar. And what's the other thing? Californians who take out payday or installment loans will see interest rates capped at no more than 36%. 36%. Anyway, that sounds odd. But anyway, so there's a whole lot of new rules, new laws going into effect. But really, I think, you know, that we're going to talk next week about the ones affecting rents here. And those are the big ones. And then this video I mentioned talks a lot about some of the insurance new laws going into effect. And really, I think the biggest one is this accessory dwelling unit new law. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes and who takes advantage of that, because I think that'll go a long way in helping us. If the costs are, and it sounds like there's reduced fees as well. So the cost, the hookup fees, permit fees and all of that, it's going to have to make sense for people to use it. So hopefully they will. Anyway, so let's talk about numbers, December numbers. Obviously we're not at the end of December, but we're pretty darn close. We've got Monday and Tuesday. It's New Year's Day or New Year's Eve on Wednesday. We've got a couple of days that you could close escrow. If you're in escrow on a property, congratulations, and maybe you'll be done by the end of the year. But as far as reporting numbers and all of that, we'll have a few more kind of roll in. But basically, these are the numbers for now. This 29th of December, single family homes, there's 653 active on the market. That's been slowly going down, and that's pretty consistent with December in general and the holidays, and people take their homes off the market or they wait a little bit. I actually have something coming up in the next couple of weeks, single family home, over Northwest Santa Rosa, kind of in the, Marlowe Jennings area, single family, going to be listed in the low fives. So stay tuned for that. But, so a lot of people kind of wait until we get past the holidays before they put their houses on the market. So the 653 is down a little. We were at 8. And then I think we were in the 700s. But when you look at the middle of the year, it was more, up in the 1,000. Our highest month was July, where we had 1,162 homes for sale, and then we had 431 actually sold. So that was our biggest gap. June there was a big gap too. It was 1,130 and then only 413 sold. In November, 883, December, 1,023, and then back down in the lowest of the year, active on the market was in February of last year. We really had 597 homes on the market and only 255 in escrow and then 224 sold. And that was back in February of 2019. And that's, if you remember, we had all that rain and, it was a really wet all the way into March. We only had 699 homes on the market, 259 sold. The beginning of the year really took a long time to take off, and we didn't get up until really over 400 homes sold in a month until we got into May, and things had dried out a little, I think, and had started to pick up, and that slump that we had at the end of the previous year was gone. It's a pretty cyclical looking year, which is what real estate is. There really is a big gap between what's on the market and what's selling. That's, pretty, you can feel that in the market, that things are taking a little bit longer to sell. On things like this one I have coming on, I think it'll sell pretty quickly because it's down there in that low 500s, a single family home, a single story, you know, a nice clean house. I think it's the higher end homes are taking a little bit longer, and there's a lot of competition in the new homes that are coming on the market. So that'll be interesting to watch. But so single family homes active on the market right now, 653. We had for the entire year, single family homes, we had 4,349 homes sell. So that's and did I write that number down from I was saying from last year, 2016? Oh, when I was listening to Mike's the podcast when we were listening last week to get some good clips for the Christmas show, he had mentioned it was the show he and I did together, the Christmas show on December of 2016. There were 4,561. The year before, there were 4,857. So this year, 4,349 homes sold. Last in September, I mean, I'm sorry, in 2016, 4,561. 2015, 4,857. I don't have the years in between there, but they stayed pretty, you know, pretty consistent there. So we're kind of right in, you know, where we have been. It's obviously down a little, but not a lot. And we have, you know, condos. There's 61 active condos right now. There are multi-units. There are 31 active mobile homes. There are 90. That's stayed pretty consistent. Residential lots, 310. That's also stayed pretty consistent over the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. Really even more than that. We were kind of concerned that the there was going to be a flood of lots coming on the market, but so far I don't think we've really seen that. And we're seeing homes being built by developers and by the homeowners that are getting back into their homes. But we're also now seeing a lot of homes coming on the market, the brand new homes. And then as far as lots in the Coffee Park, Fountain Grove area, the 03 and 04 zip codes, 95403, 95404, there are 149 active lots on the market. So if you're still thinking about buying a lot, building a home, there's 149 of them out in that rebuild area. And with the rebuilds, you get, there are some reduced fees. There's some easier processes for permits and adding accessory dwelling units and all of that. And that new gas and or electric only code and the new super restricted codes for energy upgrades and all that, for state of California, even the fire lots are exempt from that. So, you know, if you're thinking about building a home, it might be a good idea to look at those lots and do an infill project in that, or, you know, build your home in that fire rebuild area. As far as looking back over the decade, before we run out of time, and like I said, I'm going to post all this information on the Facebook page because it's kind of interesting to look at, you know, where we were back in 2007, which is a little more than, you know, that. But we had 3,000 listings on the market and only a little over 200 sold. So that, and then, you know, really our trough was, you know, as far as home prices, you know, in 2009, we were, you know, a lot of people bought in 2009, 2010, and then sold 5 years later and made a really nice amount of money on that equity. So I'll post this information. I kind of ran out of time to go thoroughly through it. So I'll post it on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. A great place to look every day. Check it out. We'll see you next week. First show of the year. Happy New Year. Everybody have a safe and fun New Year's Eve. This is Allison Norman. I'm Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
I'm Brian Clark. Five people were hurt Saturday night. One of them...